Kevin McCarthy to push Biden impeachment inquiry as logical next step. By Wendell Hasebo on September 12, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will inform House Republicans on Thursday an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden is the logical next step in the investigation of the Biden family. The meeting will happen during an 8 a.m. closed-door leadership session so lawmakers can receive an update on the probe by House Oversight Committee Chair Jamie Comer, RKY, and House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, RO, according to Punchbowl News. McCarthy plans to say that the two chairs have uncovered enough information that necessitates the House formalizing the impeachment inquiry in order to obtain the Biden's bank records and other documents. It remains to be seen whether there are 218 House Republicans who'd vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry. Several moderate Republicans, including Reps. Ken Buck, Colorado, and Don Bacon, Nebraska, have been skeptical of the need for an impeachment inquiry. So McCarthy will have to really work this vote if that's the direction he wants to go. The time for impeachment is the time when there's evidence linking President Biden. If there's evidence linking President Biden to a high crime or misdemeanor. That doesn't exist right now, Buck told MSNBC on Sunday. As of now, I don't support an impeachment inquiry, Bacon told Politico Tuesday. I think an inquiry should be based on evidence of a crime that points directly to President Biden, or if the president doesn't cooperate by not providing documents. Most GOP members appear to support an impeachment inquiry, which McCarthy can launch without a floor vote. That's what the inquiry is for, to get more evidence, Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, told CNN on Monday. Any piece of evidence, right or wrong, I want the American people to see all of it, whether it backs us up or not. The powerful allegations against Joe Biden include but are not limited to photos, texts, video, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers. Texts. Emails. WhatsApp messages. Photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners. Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter. Five individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy. Two whistleblower testimonies. FBI FD 1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and a Burisma executive. FBI informant alleging bribes. Video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor. Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad. Former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings. Millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts. Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses. Email aliases. 61% of Americans believe Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine, according to a recent CNN survey. Only 38% say Joe Biden was not involved, and just 1% say he was involved and did nothing wrong. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.